Welcome to All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. Today's book, Inga's War, came to my attention through a friend's social media post. Written by journalist Fenya O'Donnell, it's her story of investigating her grandmother's story of growing up in Germany as the Nazis were rising to power and her early adulthood during World War II and its brutal aftermath. Something distinctive about Inga's War is that she and her family weren't persecuted by the Nazis, nor were they heroic in defending and protecting those the Nazis targeted. They were regular people who weren't particularly interested in politics, and not so many books seem to be written about this group. It all begins when O'Donnell becomes intrigued with her grandmother's story. O'Donnell has an interesting background herself, raised in France with a mother who was German and a father who was Irish. Inga, her grandmother, had been present in her life always, coming from Germany for visits with the family, seeming kind of aloof, kind of demanding. They weren't especially close. Then when she is on assignment in Russia, O'Donnell decides to visit her grandmother's hometown, Kaliningrad, in what was once known as East Prussia. She decides to call her grandmother while there as a way to mark the occasion. She isn't prepared for her grandmother's emotional reaction when she calls from her grandmother's hometown. This intensity leads O'Donnell to realize that her grandmother had quite a story to tell, and over the course of 10 years and many conversations, she tells it. Inga grew up in a town then called Königsberg, the daughter of a successful liquor merchant who took her out for hot chocolate every Friday. This is the scene that opens the book. She was among the most popular girls at school. They vacationed each summer at the beach. She persuaded her parents, eventually, to let her attend school in Berlin. And that is where she met Wolfgang, her friend's brother, her first love. They secretly went out together to jazz clubs, got to know the city. Eventually, they began an affair. This was in 1942, and there is certainly a sense that he will soon likely be called up to the army. When Inga finds herself pregnant, he says he will marry her, but his father forbids it. He intended his son to make a much better match. Wolfgang hasn't the resolve or the income to challenge him. So Inga returns home to her parents, single and pregnant. Wolfgang enters the army, where he is sent to the dreaded Eastern Front. O'Donnell writes this of the situation of a single woman who was pregnant in Germany at this time. She writes, "For a regime rigid in its adherence to traditions and conservative in its views of women, condemning female emancipation as a feature of communism, Nazism's attitude to unmarried Aryan mothers was curiously liberal. The motive behind this was predictably sinister. Alarmed by the declining death rate, the regime was frantically pursuing any policy that would increase reproduction among racially pure Germans. Women were celebrated solely for their capacity to bear children. The growing losses at the front had raised the prospect of a future in which women would significantly outnumber men, prompting talk in Nazi circles of actively promoting single motherhood and encouraging German soldiers returning from war to father children outside their own marriages." And this exemplifies the reward of a book such as Inga's War. The personal story is poignant and it comes with interesting information about the time and place. O'Donnell's writing is straightforward and journalistic in the sense of clarifying what information is known and what can be pieced together and what is lost to history. A reward of Inga's War is O'Donnell's own story of exploring what she learns from her grandmother, seeking documentation to verify what she has heard, following both her journalist's instinct for research and skepticism with her personal wish to know and love her own grandmother. She achieves a satisfying balance. As the war ends, Inga is a single mother of the baby girl who in turn becomes O'Donnell's mother. She's living with her aging parents in East Prussia that will soon be taken over by the Russians and it will never be the same. Their roles reverse and it is Inga who takes charge, who insists that they all leave immediately. Inga who finds a way to get herself, her baby girl, and her parents onto a train, a ferry, and finally a ship to get away from the imminent danger. Life is hard as a refugee who has left everything behind and can never return home. O'Donnell writes this of her own visit to Denmark to see the army barracks where her grandmother ended up for a while. She writes, "There's something about physically seeing places that drives home the reality of the past. As I left the army barracks, I realized I'd never really understood what being displaced meant. The sight of these stark walls somehow revealed to me what it must have been like to leave their home and all they left behind, obliged to start anew with no clear path or direction, hated by the people they sought shelter from. These were messy and uncomfortable thoughts. My own existence had depended on that moment of flight, on that narrow escape, which I had for years taken for granted. That's the trouble with digging up the past. It makes you question your own present." Those years just after the war were difficult ones for everybody, and Inga experienced want, heartache, and worse. In one chapter, O'Donnell describes a scene where she is at work preparing a cake for her cousin's wedding, and her grandmother Inga is with her in the kitchen, describing the horrible aftermath from when she was raped by a man she had thought of as a friend. O'Donnell says, "I wish I had found better words than I did to tell my grandmother that what had happened to her was not her fault, that she was a victim herself, that traumatic experiences shrouded in silence must find a way of coming out, as many women before and after her have found to their cost, that her feelings of detachment were her mind's way of coping, the only way it knew how, that few today would ever judge her, that I admired her and loved her more than I had ever done before. But all I could do then was hold her and tell her that I loved her, my hands full of icing, in an awkward embrace, while she stiffened, still lost in a time far away." Inga's story on its own would be interesting enough, but it gains so much more because O'Donnell combines it with her own story as a granddaughter piecing together her heritage. Over and over, she tries to put herself in her grandmother's place, to see through her eyes, feel through her heart. Their relationship shifts. They become closer. Always there is the sense of German culpability for Nazi crimes. Toward the end of the book, O'Donnell writes, "My grandmother's story taught me a lesson I will carry with me for the rest of my life, that the imperative to survive can bring with it difficult choices which don't always come out well in their telling, that moving forward requires examining, understanding, and accepting those decisions, that memory cannot be forever buried, but must be given space to evolve with time, for the past is a moving target." The book is Inga's War by Svenja O'Donnell, published in 2020 by Viking. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online when you visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.